50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
But you're more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, good morning, Charlamagne.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Hey, good morning, Envy.
What's up, Charlamagne?
It's Monday!
Monday!
And what an active weekend. First off, we have to start by sending our prayers out to Houston.
Yes.
Oh, man, absolutely.
It is heartbreaking to see the situation in Houston, but we'll get more into that in front page news. But our prayers to all of our family in Houston.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Houston is crazy because there was so much going on this weekend that I don't know if I was necessarily paying attention to what was going on in Texas the way that I should have been.
I definitely didn't.
And it's not over at all.
Damn.
I definitely didn't pay attention.
There's a lot more rain to come.
24 more inches of rain expected.
Yeah, by Friday.
Which is very, very, very sad.
And in some places, up to 50 more inches of rain. And they're opening the dams today. They're releasing water from the dams, which they've never done before in Houston.
That's so crazy.
But we'll get into that. But also the fight was Saturday night.
Out in Vegas. I was actually there at the fight. Had a great time in Vegas. Started off Friday night. I had to DJ Dreas, 50 Cent, Jeezy, Trey Songz, Chance the Rapper, and Meek Mill was there.
Okay.
I pulled Meek Mill on stage to perform, which he really didn't like.
I wouldn't like that either if I was him.
Well, nah, he didn't like it because he was booked at another club and they have a non-compete where he couldn't perform.
Well, why would you do that
basically,
to him?
I didn't know that.
Well, so why are you telling people that?
So now
you're telling people that he knew he had a non-compete and he still couldn't perform.
Well, he didn't perform. He got on stage and lip-synced. That's what I'll go with. It was dope for the culture because, you know, him and 50 were beefing, so that kind of squashed, and they did it for music. It was ram-packed. It was a dope event. So shout out to Meek Mill for stepping on that stage. James Harden, Allen Iverson. A dope, dope, dope event. And also shout out to Floyd Mayweather. I seen Floyd Saturday night, and he was guaranteed $300 million and got his $300 million check. So
he wasn't guaranteed $300 million. He was guaranteed $100 million. He's going to probably make up the $300 million because of the pay-per-view money.
Well, yeah. He told me he made $300 million.
He made some bread.
Not at all. A lot of bread.
They said he's going to be the third athlete that's a billionaire, made $1 billion.
Yeah, Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, and Floyd Money Mayweather.
And the funny thing about Floyd, I went to his club after the fight, and his club was swarmed. I mean, there was so many people out there. And I couldn't even get to the front of the door. It was that many people. And I guess somebody told him DJ Envy was outside, and he literally walked outside with his security and walked me right in and was like, you know, I appreciate all the support. And it was just dope. It was dope. No marks, no cuts on his face. He was having a good time, like he didn't even fight.
Well, I mean, the thing is, he doesn't have a lot of friends, probably. Not a lot of people that genuinely like him outside of his money and who he is. So I would go get you, too.
Oh. You'll come out there and get you, too?
If you was one of my only friends, I'd go get you, too.
Yeah.
Okay?
Now, we seen you on the VMA red carpet.
Yeah, I hosted the MTV VMA pre-show yesterday.
I was thinking one thing while I seen you on the carpet.
What'd you think?
Is Charlamagne going to bring back that Gucci jacket he was wearing on the red carpet?
I said, I know, Charlamagne.
I don't care how much money he makes, he is going to bring back that Gucci
jacket.
Plus, you
can't really ever wear that again after that.
I mean, I can't. Trust me. If I had paid how much that jacket cost, which is a couple grand, I definitely would have wore that jacket again. I'd have had it on today. But that Gucci jacket is definitely going back.
See, I know.
Today or tomorrow.
I had a question for you. Are you a Fifth Harmony fan?
No, not at all.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Why are you asking that?
Because I saw him interviewing Fifth Harmony on the red carpet, and I was like, I wonder if Charlamagne listens to Fifth Harmony.
I'm sure his daughter knows Fifth
Harmony.
Yeah,
my daughter knows who Fifth Harmony is. I mean, if you got kids and you watch the Disney Channel all the time, you see Fifth Harmony pop up 100 times a
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
But no, I don't listen to Fifth Harmony. The only thing I know is that Fifth Harmony used to be five people, and now they're four. Their fans really got upset at me last night because I asked them if they win an award tonight, are they going to give an award to the member who's not in the group anymore.
But you know what? I thought that too because she was part of that album, wasn't she? So shouldn't she get an award?
To be honest with you, I have no idea. I just thought that her fans hate me right now.
They kind of did her dirty when she was performing.
I thought she wasn't in the video or nothing.
I don't know anything about no Fifth Harmony.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking.
God bless them, though. Good nights, girls, they were.
Front page news. I know we're talking about the Mayweather fight. We got to give you some more updates on Hurricane Harvey. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, if you're watching over the weekend, Floyd Mayweather beat O'Connor. 10th round TKO.
You mean Conor McGregor?
That's what I said. Conor McGregor, I meant.
Doesn't matter what his name is.
No. Conor McGregor, he beat him in the 10th round by TKO. Now, they're saying Floyd is going to retire after this.
Well, Floyd's saying he's going to retire after this.
He said that before. I don't think he's going to retire, though.
He has to retire. He's 40 years old. Like, his body's just not capable of doing what it used to do. And a lot of these young fighters, the Errol Spencers of the world, so guys like Terrence Crawford, if they come up to a certain weight, like they'd watch Floyd Mayweather. I'm not gonna say watch, but they could give him a run for his money at his age now.
And plus, he's beat Rocky Marciano's record now. He's 50-0. That's a great record to retire.
That's a great record. You know,
50-0.
He should retire. I hope he does retire.
And by the way, Floyd, I mean he's still Floyd Mayweather. Like, it's funny how everybody was saying things like, "Oh, that was the best fight we've seen in a while." I'm like, yeah, because y'all don't watch boxing. If y'all watch boxing, then you'd be like, okay. What happened in that fight was supposed to happen in that fight.
The only thing that's tough, and I know Floyd has a lot of money, and I'm sure money's not a concern, but $300 million for what, 40 minutes of fighting?
When they come with you with that bag.
Yeah, with that bag, and then, you know.
It's hard to say no.
He can pick his opponent, too. It's not like I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that his well-being and his health mean more to him than that money at this point in his life. He's 40 years old, man. Eventually, father time is undefeated.
But did he look like a 40-year-old fighting?
No. Yeah, he did.
No.
Kind of.
No.
He did. He didn't have no power in his punches. He's never been a power puncher.
He's never been a power puncher like that, but he's never been a power puncher.
He didn't seem like he was in danger at any point during that fight.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah, not even under control.
But that's Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor is not a boxer. He's trash. Like, we knew that was going to happen in a boxing match. Like, what happened was exactly what we thought was going to happen. He was going to get tired, and Floyd was going to work.
But I ain't going to lie, 75% of the people out there were going for Conor McGregor.
Because they racist. That's just all it boils down to.
It was a lot of Irish flags.
A lot. It was like, I mean, the whole Vegas, 75% of the people.
But I feel like that always
Conor.
Happens in Vegas when you have a fight there, and there's a black fighter. I feel like, and there's a white fighter.
Yes.
Or a Mexican or anything else. It's always a lot more people represented for the other side.
That fight definitely became a race thing.
Absolutely.
And not only did it become a race thing, it was funny because, you know, I watched it with a group of women, and you know, they were wanting him to win because he was black, but then they was kind of rooting against him because of his domestic violence allegations.
Wow.
So it was a little bit...
both sides.
A little bit both sides, yeah.
My goodness. Now, give us an update on Hurricane Harvey.
All right. Well, this morning they are planning to release water from two flood control dams that are in Houston, and they're saying that's the first time engineers have done this for flood control, and that is because if they don't start releasing that water now, the volume of uncontrolled water around the dams will be higher and have a greater impact on the surrounding communities. It's been so bad there, and they're saying over the next few days, the storm is going to head back into the Gulf of Mexico, where it will pick up moisture and then move back over Galveston and into Houston again, which means at least 4 more days of rain. There are flash flood emergencies in effect for some areas, and the rain is not letting up. Now, the Houston mayor, Sylvester Turner, had warned that 911 calls are going unanswered as operators give preference to life-threatening calls. Here's what else the Houston mayor had to say as far as why they did not order an emergency evacuation.
County Judge Ed Emmett and I have talked, and we both wholeheartedly agreed that the best course of action for the people in the city of Houston and for Harris County were for people to stay in place. There was a lot of conversation about the direction in which Hurricane Harvey was going to go. So it's kind of difficult to send people away from danger when you don't know where the danger is. To try to put forth some sort of evacuation in a couple of days, the logistics would have been crazy. Absolutely no regrets.
All right.
Now, so far, at least 3 people are dead after Hurricane Harvey bashed into the Texas coast.
We got to figure out a way to help Houston, man. Whatever we can do for the great city of Houston, Texas, period, let us know.
Absolutely. All right, we'll give you more details coming up in a little bit, but that was front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a great weekend and you want to tell somebody why you're blessed, or if you just want to vent a little bit.
I'm mad that Conor McGregor got his ass washed and did not have that same energy he had at those press conferences and everything. I don't like to see people get humbled after they lose. If you that cocky the way Conor McGregor is, even when you lose, you still got to go down running your mouth.
Nah, getting beat up will do that to you.
Yeah, he got humbled. He definitely got a humbling.
All right.
And we have a major announcement this morning, too.
That's right. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Yo, I want to remain anonymous, but just say fellow boxer.
Okay, what's up, bro? But, get it off your chest.
But yeah, man, you know, just know, I'm mad about this fight, man, because he didn't belong in there. Floyd is the greatest boxer of his time. And just mouth was open in the third round, dude. You were about, that was going to happen. It was inevitable. Just looking at his jab significantly slowed down, his movements weren't as swift as it was in the first and second round. Just everything, like, significantly slowed down. Just from sparring and just watching him punch, his hands damn near dropped down to his waist. I mean, he was outclassed. It was a handicap match for Floyd.
Yeah, and he had no
easy money. Like we were saying in the gym, me and my coach watching together, where he was just like, wow.
Yeah, but you gotta understand, you know, these big paydays, like, there's only come when is beef between two sides. So, you know, that was a UFC versus boxing side. It was an Irish versus, you know what I mean?
Right. And just watching him in the sport of MMA, too, the punches aren't as sharp. The movements aren't as sharp. He's never seen anybody move like that. You know what I mean? Everything was really, really swooping for Floyd. Like, he was just having a sparring match.
Right.
You know
that's exactly what it was.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Trey Elizabeth City, North Carolina, top of the morning, y'all.
Get it off your chest.
Hey, I do want to get something off my chest, but Miss G, I followed you on Instagram. You look wonderful this weekend, miss.
Oh, well, thank you. I didn't think I really posted anything this weekend.
I ain't seen post nothing this weekend. I didn't even know you was.
Oh, nah, Friday, I did go to this Insecure Afropunk dinner for Issa Rae. Okay.
Yeah, and I definitely thought y'all was going to jump in that pool. That was looking real nice, but it's cool. Charlamagne, congratulations on having one of the most ratchet success stories in your hand this weekend for the award, sir.
Ratchet I just want to get success stories? What do you mean? I don't understand.
Cardi B, you know what I'm talking about. But
oh,
it's cool.
God bless Cardi B. Cardi B brings me so much damn joy. Listen, I'm still high right now because two people that bring me joy extremely are Cardi B and Tiffany Haddish, and I got heavy doses of both of them yesterday.
Yes, Lord.
Absolutely.
And I just want to get off my chest, man. As far as I had a party, man, a little 9-year-old was singing a little Uzi Vert. I ain't tired of advertising, you know, poison for our future. I mean, this little girl was 9 years old. She knew more words than I did, and she said every word.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know if little Uzi Vert is poison or not because I don't know his music. I mean, I listen to the records that I hear, but I actually like
little Uzi Vert.
Yeah, I enjoy him too.
Look, I don't listen to him either, but when I heard this 9-year-old, I went through heaven, man. That's crazy. But
you know, when everybody was kids, we all sang songs that were inappropriate for our age.
Oh, absolutely. I grew up on 3-6 Mafia, Little John, Crime Mob. I grew up on all of that ratchetness right there.
Like, you sing the words, but you don't even know what you're saying.
Mob Deep, Onyx.
I grew up on Jeezy. Like, I don't knock none of these little kids for growing up on this so-called ratchet music, because we had some very, very ratchet stuff.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This Miranda.
Hey, Miranda. Get it off your chest, mama.
Okay, I'm mad this morning because me and my husband, we've been together almost 4 years, but our 1-year anniversary was August 20th, and we didn't even make it to it. He caught himself breaking up with me a month before our anniversary and everything over something so small. Like, it just, and I've been holding us down. I've been working hard. He ain't had no job. I've been helping him take care of his kid, everything, and then I find out over the weekend that I'm pregnant by him.
Ooh.
And he want me to abort it, and I don't want to.
What?
And it don't have nothing to do with him. It don't, you know, like, we already have one child together, and then I have one before him. But it's just like, you know, I'm a strong woman, and I'm 26 years old. I'll be 27, and I've been working hard. Like, he lost his job last year. We lost our house, everything. I told him, baby, it's okay. I got us. I've been working 60, 70 hours. I've been just holding us down. And I should have been the one to leave. And I've been trying to accept all the stuff that he's been doing. And he ain't been appreciating me. Mm-hmm. But I'm still blessed because I've been on my job for almost 8 years. I got a good family support. And I'm just going to do what I got to do and take care of my baby.
Are you guys really going to be without him? Are you guys really broken up, or was it a bad
argument?
It was like I don't even know what really happened. Like, you know, he's mad because some guy tried to inbox me on Facebook. He woke me up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And it's just like, I feel like he's been finding any type of excuse, because lately I've been putting the pressure on him, because we were staying in his homeboy basement with our kids, and you know, I've been working hard, and I've never been without my own place. Before him, I was standing tall, being a single mother, and I just, you know, with him, I went down, and I tried to make all these excuses. And
so why are you telling God like you know better than him? Okay, if God has removed this man from your life, let him go. Period.
And that's how I felt. That's how I feel. I feel that he finally removed him from my life, and I can move forward. But now we do have a situation, and I'm just not into killing my kid.
Well,
and it don't have nothing to do with it. It ain't his choice, mama.
It's not his choice anyway.
That is your decision. But you know what? Do you feel like if you guys weren't having these financial struggles, your relationship wouldn't be so bad?
I do feel that, because I feel like he just been having time to just sit and think about nothing. He haven't been doing nothing. He not hustling. And then he just been letting his child support back, you know, get bad.
Things like that put a real strain on a relationship.
It do. And so that's why I've been trying to do everything for us. I've been trying to keep him happy. Oh, I was like 8 miles away from where we were staying, and I would, like, on my break time, I would go home, play with him, come back to work 12-14 hours. I'm gonna be honest with you. Treat him like a king.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know how you got pregnant, because the way you talk describing him, it makes me dry. And I don't even get that.
I know, but I've been trying so hard, you know, to do right and stand by your man, you know, when they down and everything like that. So I've been trying to do all of that, and I've been being a great woman. I'm home all the time. I don't go out. I don't party. I don't drink. So it's like I do everything. I buy him bottles every weekend. And even while we've been separated, I've had to give him gas money.
Okay, listen, the guy's a bum. He's a loser. And I'm glad that God has removed him from your life. Ain't no need to sit on this radio and stress and complain about that man.
Well, but you, they do have children baby together, and she is pregnant right now.
So listen, you'll be fine. You can be a great single mother. It's a lot of great single mothers out here. You will be fine.
But you still love him.
So what? There's a lot of people I still love.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with trying to fight to save your marriage, but he's got to fight as well.
Absolutely. Man, he's
exactly.
A bum.
So in this time, like, you know, I realize, you know, what I'm worth, and I know I deserve better.
There you go.
And
girl,
so I'm really
get out of that burning house.
Out with him.
That house is on fire. You want you and the kids to die in the burning house?
All right, mama.
Evacuate. Escape. You just described some straight trash just now.
Well, good luck, right, mama. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Well, let's get into it right away. Let's talk about the Video Music Awards, and let's start talking about that Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight as well over the weekend.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, what's happening? Monday goddamn morning.
All right, now everybody wants to know, Charlamagne, again, I asked you earlier, are you bringing back that Gucci jacket you wore in the VMAs pre-show?
You know I'm bringing back that Gucci jacket that I wore in the VMAs last night. I actually said it during the pre-show. That's why I was upset when I started to sweat, because I didn't want to sweat in the jacket, because that jacket's going back. I still got the tag on that jacket and everything.
As long as you wore a T-shirt under it, you good. It won't go to the armpits.
I'm going
to
tell y'all something about anytime you see me at any type of award show, whether it's the VMAs or the iHeartRadio Music Festival, anything you see me wearing, I still got the tag on it.
Now, what if you were able to get it at a discount?
No, ain't no such thing as a discount with $2,000.
So don't you hate it with the tag, when the tag is on the outside and you can't hide the tag? What do you do in that situation?
You know what I hate? I hate when people be like, you got a tag on your clothes. And I'd be like, nigga, I know. Don't try to remove my tag. Back up off me. You cost me money I don't got.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk to VMAs.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, yesterday, as we all know, were the MTV Video Music Awards. Now, not only was it a night for music, but it was also a night for messages, because it is music that is a common thread that brings everybody together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of statements being made. Suicide awareness was made during the awards when Logic performed his song that actually is all about suicide awareness, his 1-800-273-8255. That's the U.S. Suicide Prevention Hotline. And he also shared the stage with survivors of suicide attempts. They all had T-shirts saying, "You are not alone."
Yeah, you got to stay focused during those part of the performances, because when you're actually in attendance, mm-hmm. and like if you're not, if I wasn't interested in Kesha, so I wasn't paying attention to what she said, so I was laughing at something else, and now I know that looks so stupid. Yeah. Oh, my God. Lord have mercy.
You know, they showed Ed Sheeran one time. I'm not sure who was performing, but Ed Sheeran looked so bored. I was like, that was a bad time to show him.
Drop one of Clues Bob for my guy, Ed Sheeran, man. I saw Ed last night. That's my guy.
All right, now Kendrick Lamar was the big winner of the night. He got 6 awards, which also included Video of the Year, the big award for the song Humble. And Ed Sheeran did win for Artist of the Year, by the way. Now, of course, Kendrick Lamar was speaking out against police brutality, as we all know. Cardi B had this to say about Colin Kaepernick.
But before I get to her, let me just tell you this, baby. Colin Kaepernick, as long as you kneel with us, we're going to be standing for you, baby. Ow!
There you go.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Bardi B, damn it.
There were also transgender military personnel who attended, and that's after Donald Trump signed the ban in the military for them. And Tiffany Haddish spoke about her success after being in foster care. Here's what she said.
To all the kids in foster care, if I can make it here, so can you. What? Yes. I just think it's important to be a role model for the kids who look up to me. And also, I want to show all my stupid as hell exes that I'm out here killing the game. I told you I was going to do it. You didn't believe me. Now look at you sitting there watching me looking good. Then a mother...
Yeah, I saw one of those stupid as hell exes last night.
Really?
Yeah, get curved by Tiffany in real life.
Tiffany's so petty. She's so
Tiffany,
petty.
Yeah, she dropped one of Clues Bob for Tiffany Haddish, damn it.
Another touching moment was Susan Bro. She handed out the Fight Against the System Award, and she's the mother of Heather Heyer. Her daughter was killed during the protest in Charlottesville, Virginia. She's the one that was hit by the car and killed. Now, all 6 nominees for the award, the Fight Against the System Award won, so that was great. That was a nice
award. There wasn't one winner?
No, all 6 nominees shared that prize.
Oh, wow.
That's what I was saying earlier.
Man, I didn't know that. I thought the Hamilton, my girl Snow the Product and the song from the Hamilton soundtrack, Immigrants, won. I didn't know that.
They got that as well, yes. And then Pink gave this speech, and I thought this speech was really touching because she talked about her daughter said that she was ugly. She said, "Mom, I'm ugly. They said I look like a boy." And here's what Pink had to say.
I said to her, I said, "Do you see me growing my hair?" She said, "No, Mama." I said, "Do you see me changing my body?" "No, Mama." "Do you see me changing the way I present myself to the world?" "No, Mama." "Do you see me selling out arenas all over the world?" "Yes, Mama." Okay. So, baby girl, we don't change. We take the gravel and the shell and we make a pearl. And we help other people to change so that they can see more kinds of beauty.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I was thinking about this ever since last night, and mm-hmm. I could be reading into this wrong. What about people who aren't selling out arenas all over the world?
What do you mean?
Because she talked about how her daughter feels like she looks like a boy or feels like she's
getting
not attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you have to be a mega pop singer, pop star to get over?
No. What she was saying was that people say negative things about her as well, about Pink, and people have said that she's, you know, looks like a boy as well, and she doesn't change for that. And she's still successful just by being herself.
Yeah, okay, so boom. I mean, I get it. I like when people are specific to them, but I just feel like if she would have just said successful.
That was specific to her because that's her daughter.
That's her life.
She's saying,
yeah,
look
right,
at
I get
your
it.
Mom. Your mom has never changed, even though people say negative things about me. She's like, look, it doesn't matter that I'm famous and I'm selling out arenas, and they're still going to talk. And guess what? I'm still going to do my thing.
Yeah, absolutely mm-hmm. right. I get it, totally. Words just matter to me. So when she said that, I was like, so do you have to be a mega pop star to get over that?
No. She's just saying be yourself. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Missy. When we come back, we got front page news. We'll give you an update on Hurricane Harvey. Also, the Floyd Mayweather fight. Did you see it? We'll talk about it when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get into some front page news. Now, that trade we talked about last week, Kyrie Irving for Isaiah Thomas and a bunch of players, now they're saying it might not happen. Now, I guess, you know, before you get traded, you have to complete a physical, and I guess they weren't happy with the physical that he completed. So Isaiah Thomas, yeah. So they're saying that trade might not happen, or Cleveland wants more.
My homeboy, Andrew Schultz, he said that on our podcast, The Brilliant Idiots, last week, and I told him, shut the hell up. You don't even know what you're talking about. Like, it sounded so stupid.
But he did know what he was talking about.
He absolutely knew what the hell he was talking about. I was like, that don't even make, it didn't even, I'm not going to say it didn't make sense. I'm just like, why? Like, why would that happen?
Well, but it did happen.
It's definitely happening.
Cleveland wants more than that, saying, I guess his hip is still a situation or a problem with his hip. I'm not too sure, but they want more out the deal. Maybe it'd be more money, maybe some more players. I have no idea. I don't know if they want the whole Boston team, but it looks like they want more from that deal. So we'll
see
what happens.
I think they should bring Kyrie back and make his ass sit there and suffer. All right, you sit there and suffer. All right, you don't want to be with me, but you're going to be with me.
My goodness. Now, did everybody see the Floyd Mayweather fight?
Of course we did.
Conor McGregor, 10th round, TKO. I wanted him to knock Conor out, though.
I did, too. You know why I want him to knock him out?
Why?
Because you got all of these white supremacists. And I'm not even going to call them white supremacists. For whatever reason, it became a race thing. And you had all of these white dudes that just wanted Conor to beat up Floyd. And I don't even root for Floyd like that. But I was like, you know what? Since you want to make it a race thing, bet on black, damn it.
I feel like people just hate on Floyd like they want to see him lose.
It was either way. It was like I posted a picture with him. And it was like, why are you standing next to that wife beater? But then it was like, why you want Conor McGregor to win? I was like, well, which way do you want it to go?
I was getting Texas. Oh, God.
I was going to say, here's what Floyd had to say after his win.
He fought a hell of a fight, a hell of a stand-up guy, and I went out there and just did what I do best, found a way to trap him and broke him down. He was a hell of a fighter standing up, kind of shocked me, but we had a game plan. Our game plan was to take our time, let him shoot all his heavy shots, keep walking him down, but, you know, it took us a little longer than we expected, but we did what we said we was going to do.
All right.
Yeah, it was. I was happy that Floyd
that
won.
That boxing stamina different, man. If you ain't never been in the ring with a real boxer, you would not understand.
That 3 minutes
with Sean
feels
Porter.
Like an hour.
It's a long, feels like a long time.
Bro, I watched Conor McGregor. I knew exactly what he was feeling when he had his mouth open.
Yes.
And he couldn't keep his arms up and his jabs. He couldn't even throw punches no more. I knew exactly what he was feeling.
So did you, right, MV?
I definitely knew. I felt him. Mm-hmm. I felt him. I knew he was going to get knocked out. I thought it was going to be a lot sooner, though. Now, let's talk about Hurricane Harvey now.
Yes, Hurricane Harvey, it's not over at all. Now, so far, there's been 15 to 30 inches of rain across southeast Texas. More than 1,000 people had to be rescued overnight while the storm dumped all of that rain. And they're saying that rain is still coming, so you can expect more rain in the next 4 days. Mm-hmm. Up to 25 inches of rain could fall through Friday. And they said isolated storm totals may reach 50 inches. Now, they did not give an order for Houston to evacuate. Why would this have happened? A lot of people are confused because they were anticipating all of this. Well, here's what the mayor of Houston had to say.
County Judge Ed Emmett and I have talked, and we both wholeheartedly agreed that the best course of action for the people in the city of Houston and for Harris County were for people to stay in place. There was a lot of conversation about the direction in which Hurricane Harvey was going to go. So it's kind of difficult to send people away from danger when you don't know where the danger is. To try to put forth some sort of evacuation in a couple of days, the logistics would have been crazy. Absolutely no regrets.
So you're telling me that 48 hours, a couple of days, ain't enough to evacuate?
Well, the mayor, Sylvester Turner, said that you can't put 6.5 million people on the road. If you think the situation right now is bad, you give an order to evacuate, you are creating a nightmare.
So you
tell people to stay in the house.
So you just have people sit there and die?
You put
your people in harm's way. I've lived through Hurricane Hugo, and it was another hurricane. I can't remember the name of it in South Carolina, but you evacuate. When they say evacuate,
absolutely.
Like you figure it out. Yeah, it's a lot of traffic. There's a lot of traffic on the road leaving Monk's Corner, headed up I-26 to try to get to higher grounds. But you do it. You don't just sit there and wait for the hurricane to hit.
And the people of Houston are going to need a lot of help. So whatever you can do, I know Red Cross always has something besides having your normal stuff like food and water and clothes. You know, it's going to be hard because people can't work. They can't go to work. They can't make any money.
People are
so
trying to find shelter right now.
Yeah, they're going
to
need a lot of help.
People are trapped in their homes.
But we act like we've never seen this before. Like, did you learn anything from Katrina? Like, do we learn anything from these massive hurricanes that touch down on lands? Do we learn anything from them?
What is
clearly
to,
not.
But what is there to learn? You know, it's your house, your home, all your valuables, things that you put your life into, and there's nothing
no,
you can do.
I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about the government.
Oh.
I'm talking about the people that are in place that tell you things like, oh, don't evacuate, or like, we're not, they're not prepared for this kind of stuff.
Mm. Well, Donald Trump, of course, has said that he's tweeting, naturally.
Mm-mm-mm.
He said, wonderful coordination between federal, state, and local governments in the great state of Texas. Teamwork, record-setting rainfall. Now, he's supposed to go to Houston at some point, but he said he's going to wait till it won't be a distraction. Right.
Oh, yeah. Because I got 2 feet of water in my house, but you coming to Houston will definitely be a distraction, Donald Trump. Like, I'll be thinking about the president when he comes to Houston when I'm swimming through my living room.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, well, that's your front page news.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, shoot your shot, all right? Now, if you want to holler at somebody, maybe a coworker, maybe an ex, or somebody you're just feeling, we'll allow you to shoot your shot live on air, and we'll help you out if you need some help, all right? And you can hashtag shoot your shot. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time to shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot
with The Breakfast Club.
This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up.
Devontae, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Who are you trying to shoot your shot with, Devontae?
This girl, Latavia. She works at the pharmacy I go to.
All right.
Word?
Now you're not...
you got to go there to pick up your Valtrex every now and then?
Or maybe, fix an STD problem?
Because I'm letting you know if you got to pick up your Valtrex. I don't think this is a good idea to shoot your shot if she knows what she's giving you.
Nah, she just dope, man. I don't even have a prescription there. I just go there once a week to get, like, a pack of gum or something.
And then you go to the pharmacy register just to go see her?
Yeah.
She definitely thinks you have an STD and too scared to get the prescription, bro.
I don't know. I'm scared to shoot my shot. I was hoping y'all could help me.
Why are you scared to shoot your shot, though?
Yeah, have you ever had a conversation?
Yeah, you know, I get the gum, ask her how her day is doing, what's going on. She's going to this or that concert. Nothing too heavy, though.
Now, question. Do you put the gum in your mouth before you talk to her?
I usually get a piece and offer her one.
Because if you're talking to her before you put the gum in your mouth, that's probably why she's not interested, because your breath is clearly funky.
No, it's like half and half. Half with gum, half without gum.
Okay.
All right, well, let's get right into it. I mean, they've only had some brief conversations. All he does is see her when he buys some gum, so I'll be interested to see if she's noticed you.
Right.
Does she say hi when you walk in?
Oh, yeah, she's very friendly.
Okay.
It's got to be a reason that you haven't shot your shot yet other than just nerves.
Maybe he's scared. Maybe he got a small wee-wee. I don't know.
Damn. Well, I'm sure she could write him a prescription for something.
Okay. All right, well, let's
Maybe you need some Xannies then for anxiety.
I don't have a prescription for it. You know where I could get some?
All right.
Yeah, the girl. Once you shoot your shot.
Hold on. When we come back, we're going to call Latavia. That's her name, right?
Latavia?
Yeah.
Latavia. All right, don't move, right?
Okay.
We'll call Latavia when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. We have Devontae on the line. Now, Devontae, go ahead. Shoot your shot, man. Make that phone call.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Latavia?
Who's this?
Devontae from the pharmacy.
Devontae from the pharmacy? How'd you get my number?
You gave it to me, remember?
No, I don't remember. I never gave you my... Wait, please don't say... What do you want?
Well, you didn't actually give me your number. You actually gave me your name, and then I searched Facebook, and your number came up.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, you gotta stop. You did not tell us this part. I'm sorry. We're from the...
Hello?
Yes. Hey, what's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne from the Breakfast Club, mama.
Yeah, we're doing...
What the hell is going on?
We thought that you gave him your number, and so he was calling to shoot his shot because he has a crush on you. He said he comes in there all the time to buy gum.
Oh, my God. The dude that buys gum. I don't even put his change in his hand. Like, I put it on the...
Wow.
Oh, my God. He is the creepiest.
Uh-oh.
Why is he calling me? I don't understand why he's calling me.
He's still on the phone. He can hear you.
He can hear you. He's here.
Oh, my God. Like, at this point, I don't even care because you're talking about you looked up my number on Facebook?
That's weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
That's like American Psycho shit. No, not really
because Facebook does provide this kind of information, but I do think I wish we would have asked him, you know, did he get your number beforehand? But yeah.
But wait, why is he calling me? I'm not understanding.
He wants to have sex with you.
No, he wants to take you out on a date. He wants to take you out on a date.
Why would I go out with 5 billion people on the planet and you think I would go out with this dude?
Devontae, speak.
No, Devontae, speak.
You have the name of a member of Jodeci.
You know, I just want to take you out on a date and then have sex with you.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Hey, wow. He keeping it 100, though, okay?
No. Well, let me keep it 100. Devontae has adult acne. I can't even get past that. So we're not even doing it like that. No. Are you kidding me?
All right, Devontae.
Trying to figure me out. No. Devontae, please. And let me tell you, I'm giving out medicine for diabetes, for HIV, for cancer, and this coming every day buying gum. Do you know how creepy that is?
Okay.
No.
Listen, first of all, why don't you prescribe him something for his adult acne? Should he go see a dermatologist? No. I have a great one. Her name is Dr. Natasha Sandy.
I can't believe he
any
is
last words, Devontae?
I mean, I don't know why she's being like that. I always offer a piece of gum when I come in.
And that's creepy.
I don't think you should tell a guy like this any last words.
So it can't be that creepy, and you chew it.
Devontae.
And I chew it, really? Okay.
All right, that's enough.
You chew it all nice and slow, flirting with me. You know you love me, girl.
Yeah, why are you taking the gun from him? Why are you leading him on by taking the gun from him?
I've never taken gun from him. I've never taken gun from him. He's a liar.
Latavia?
Oh, my God.
I have a video. I Snapchat it.
Latavia?
What? Yeah.
Next time he comes in there, I will call the police, man. He's creepy as hell.
Yeah, and Natavia, you might need to get a restraining order against Devontae.
No,
I'm not.
We didn't know. I'm sorry.
We didn't know.
Hey, Devontae, your mother or father was clearly a Jodeci fan, okay, because they named you Devontae. Are you familiar with Devontae Swing from Jodeci?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He did a Juicy Fruit commercial back in the day, right?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know anything about that. Devontae. Latavia,
I'm sorry.
All right, we got to go. We got things to do.
I'm sorry.
Devontae, have a blessed day. Stop stalking women, okay?
All right, I'll see you Friday. I'll see you next week, girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I'm a little
Latavia,
concerned.
I'm so sorry. Jeesh, all right, shoot your shot. We got rumors coming up?
Yep, we are going to be talking about more Jay-Z. You excited, Envy?
Yep.
That part two of that Jay-Z Rap Radar interview dropped, and of course, he had some more gems, so get ready for it.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, part two of the Jay-Z on Rap Radar interview has dropped over the weekend. And Jay-Z talks about a lot of different things that have to do with his family.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he talks about Blue Ivy and how her freestyle happened. Here's what he said.
She went and she got the headphones and she climbed on a little stool. And then she just started, like, rapping. 5 minutes of her doing that. I'm talking about amazing pockets. But kept bringing back, boom, shakalaka. I was like, oh, she understands the concept of a hook.
Wow.
She's five. Like, she was doing it, boom, shaka, and then go back into that thing. And then she caught that never seen a ceiling in my whole life.
Jesus
that's
Christ.
That's dope.
Five-year-old little girl stunting on all our grown-ass lives.
Is that right?
Okay.
Goodness gracious.
Jesus Christ.
He also talks about the twins, Rumi and Sir, and how they got their names.
Rumi is our favorite poet. So it was for our daughter. And then Sir was just like, man, like, come out the gate. Like, yeah. And he just, he carries himself like that. Like, he just came out like, Sir.
So his whole son talking already? He said his son carries himself like he's talking already? He's a grown man already? Jesus. He came out the womb just ready?
Just ready.
Carrying himself in a regal manner?
Now, a lot of people also wondered, what did Jay-Z's mom think about the song Smile, where he revealed that his mother's a lesbian? And here's what he had to say about that.
Mama had four kids, she's a lesbian. Had to pretend so long she's a lesbian.
All right, here's what Jay-Z had to say about those lines.
We had, like, a beautiful conversation, and it just led to me making that song. And I didn't have the permission to make the song. You know, when she first heard the song, she was like, absolutely not. And I was like, man, you know, this is so important. Like, so many people in the world, you know, hiding and things like this, and this will help you. And that's all I say about that. And that's how we spoke about that song, you know. And just, I was just so happy to the person that she's becoming. Like, just live your life, be who you are, and just...
Yeah.
One of my proudest songs. I love that song.
I wonder what made her change her mind, though, because he said initially she didn't want to do it. They never got into what made her change her mind.
I think it was bigger than her, you know?
Yeah, she realized that it was an important song. for other people to who perhaps might need that. Oh, it's okay. Be who you are. Live in your truth.
Absolutely.
And so she felt like, okay, it's not about just me.
All I know is 444 is my number one album of the year. I'm going to go 444, then I'm going to go Big Sean's album, then I'm going to go Kendrick Damn. Those are my favorite albums of the year thus far.
I like 444. I like Big Sean. I like Meek Mill's album, too. I listen to Meek Mill's whole album.
I like 2 Chainz' album.
2 Chainz' album is dope, too.
All right. Now, he also talked about his feuds. He had, you know, things with Fat Joe, with Jim Jones, disagreements he says could have easily been resolved with a simple conversation. And he discusses Prodigy as well. He was not able to officially settle that issue he had with Prodigy. And he said he did have a lot of respect for him. He said, in order for me to really have a problem, in order for me to really spar with you, I got to respect you somewhere.
So. He said they did speak, though.
He said they spoke, but they never officially settled things.
I guess when you speak, it's kind of settled. He said he spoke 4 or 5 years ago in a club, I believe he said.
Right.
Now listen, as long as Tata ain't pepper spraying, nobody is settled, okay?
All right, now VH1 has officially announced their Love & Hip Hop Miami cast members. Trina, as we already knew, is going to be joining that as she's getting ready for her new album, The One, and she's going to have her home life balanced with her unpredictable family. Okay. Of course, Trick Daddy's also on there.
Okay.
That's going to be great.
Hold on now. This sounds like we're shaping up to have something here.
But he's in the midst of a divorce from his wife, Joy, so that's his issue because he's working on his latest comeback.
Okay.
Pretty Ricky. Pleasure P.
All of them?
So they are doing it.
Well, it says Pretty Ricky and Pleasure P in particular is focusing on new music for their big reunion. So I guess because Pleasure P is on there and they're doing a reunion. But guess who he's dating on the show?
Who?
Shay Johnson, a.k.a. Bucky.
That's a name I haven't heard in a while. Blast from the past.
Well, she was on Love & Hip Hop for Atlanta for a second.
She was with Scrappy, right?
Yep.
Slick'em ain't on now?
I mean, Pretty Ricky's on there, but I guess it's because they're doing a reunion and Pleasure P's on it.
And I'm going to tell you something. Don't think that I don't know about all of them, but Spectacular absolutely don't need that. Spectacular getting money out of it.
He's definitely getting money.
What magazine did I just see Spectacular in? Was it Forbes or something?
Forbes under 40. 40 under 40 or something like that.
Number 230. He got like the number 200 social media company or something. I don't know what it is.
You might need to be on the show because then Gunplay is going to be on there.
That's my guy, Gunplay's on. This ain't real.
With his girlfriend, Kiara, they're starting over in Miami. But Miami's Tip is going to be there. And will she shake up their happy home? Is that Tip Drill? Miami Tip. Is that Tip Drill?
I don't know.
Tip Drill's on there too?
No, we don't know. She said Miami Tip. I don't know if Miami Tip is Tip Drill.
Is that the same person?
I'm assuming.
I thought it was. Is Tip Drill Miami Tip?
I don't know.
Wow.
I met another cast member. His name was Prince.
I definitely don't need to be on this show.
I'm thinking.
I don't need to be nowhere near this show.
Yes, Miami Tip is formerly known as Tip Drill.
Oh, maybe she's saying
that. Well, salute to Tip Drill.
You know all the women on the show.
Hey, man, you know, your Uncle Charlotte's lived a good life out here in these streets.
Okay, Amara,
What you saying, Charlotte?
Amara La Negra is on the show. And I haven't heard of her, but I'm going to check that out. Veronica Vega also. And Prince, let's see, who is this?
Prince,
a nightlife personality.
I met him. He's a big promoter in Miami. I met him over the weekend in Vegas.
All right, producer Young Hollywood. There's a lot of people on here, by the way. Steph LaCour, who signed
Steph LaCour.
To, yes, DJ Khaled. Shout out to Steph LaCour. That's my girl.
Epidemic is on here. They say Epidemic.
I don't see that on
here. He didn't make the cut.
Oh, listen, you said enough.
Hold on. Celebrity stylist JoJo. There's a lot of people on here.
I don't know none of these people, but I know
aspiring
I'm here for
rapper Bobby Lights.
No, I don't know him either. Me neither. I'm here for Trick Daddy, Trina, Gunplay, Slick'em, and that's it. Right. And Tip Drill.
And Steph LaCour is my girl, so I'm excited to see her on there.
Oh, Satan Scott Young sound like she got another one. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Satan Scott Young. That damn Mona just won't let up. Okay? Sound like she got another one. All right?
Another one.
Another goddamn one.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss E. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Well, you know, I was doing the pre-show last night at the VMA. That's why I'm tired right now because I was out all night last night. But I was doing the pre-show at the VMAs, hosting the pre-show with Terrence J and Lil Yachty and Gabby Wilson. And I had like a little conversation with Fifth Harmony. Okay. And they got this little social media fan base called the Harmonizers. And they've been in my mentions all night long. So I want to give them some of that same energy they've been giving me all night, okay? Because they're mad at me about something that happened on the red carpet last night. So we'll talk about it before after that.
Are they really mad?
Yes.
You know they're like... 10-year-old and 12-year-old.
Right? I don't care. 10-year-olds can get it to it. Sometimes you got to kick a 10-year-old,
it's
okay?
It's Fifth Harmony, man.
Every now and then, you just got to put one of these little kids in their place.
Goodness
all right?
gracious. All right. Okay? We'll do that when we come back.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
You know what I'm saying? I think I wouldn't kick a little kid. Donkey of the Day for Monday, August 28th goes to the Harmonizers. If you don't know who the Harmonizers are, they are the social media fan base of the group Fifth Harmony. Drop one of Clues bombs for Fifth Harmony, okay? I met those young ladies last night at the VMAs. They seem like cool people. This hee-haw has nothing to do with them and everything to do with their social media fan base. Now, Beyonce has her beehive. Rihanna has her Navy. Ciara has her crickets. And Fifth Harmony has their Harmonizers. My timeline all night has been filled with slander from the Harmonizers because when I was interviewing them during the MTV VMA pre-show last night, I asked them this question.
Now, if y'all win the award, do y'all give one to the member who's no longer in the group? Or?
Well, if we win for best choreography, we'll actually give it to our choreographer, Sean Bankhead. Sure. He deserves it. So.
Shady. Ladies, thank you, though.
Now, if you know anything about Fifth Harmony, you know it used to be five of them. Now it's only four because back in December, Camila Cabello left the group. Now, if it was... It was two things I was thinking last night when I was interviewing them, but could only get the one because of time. It was that question, will you give Camila Cabello a moon man if y'all win? And two, which I didn't get to, was are y'all ever going to change your name since it's only four of y'all? Either one of those questions, I'm sure, would have pissed off that sensitive-ass fan base they have called the Harmonizers, because this is just a few select tweets from my timeline last night. Nicola Harmer says, so Cedar God was a little bitch trying to make the girls look shady. Bitch, they all happy and doing their thing. Back off. At I'm Jay Rebel said, Cedar God, you can choke. Straight and simple and to the point. At Panthers, Derek said, nice work, you racist POS, wow. which I don't understand, because one of the members of Fifth Harmony is Mexican, one is Cuban, one is black. I don't understand how I'm racist for saying that. At Jaraqui Tweet said, guys, the unprofessional interviewer is Cedar God. If you want to go give him a piece of your mind, go do it. At Fifth Jaraqui 96 says, why the F did you mention Camila? I love her, but she had nothing to do with Down. Like, have you lost brain cells? At Rowdy Carla said, I felt so awkward watching this Cedar God. Leave these girls alone, you bald-headed bitch. Let them enjoy their damn night. You Jeez. Always starting shit. At Regina Jerky says, Cedar God, you're an a-hole for asking the girls a question like that, just saying. At Trevor Dow said, this is what's wrong with the industry. Here's a girl group about to perform, first in 11 years, and he focuses on drama. At Cedar God, shame, hashtag fired. Now, allow me to reintroduce myself to you Harmonizers real quick. My name is Charlamagne Tha God, and I don't give a damn what you, your mama, and your cousin, too, think about me. And what comes out of my mouth... Okay, now, the reason you Harmonizers is getting Donkey of the Day is because all of these people were coming at me saying that I'm starting drama between the girls and all the girls have moved past that and this is what's wrong with the industry, yada, 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 a girl group about to perform and I'm focused on drama. Well, Harmonizers, I'm looking at several articles right now, all right, and I'm sure you saw the performance for yourself, but this article is from Billboard.com and the headline is Fifth Harmony kicked fifth member off stage at VMA's 2017 performance. Oh, yeah, Fifth Harmony took that stage and they were standing on a plexiglass box wearing matching silver jackets. And when they came out, it was five of them. But then one member fell backwards off the stage, leaving just the four remaining members. But no! Charlamagne Tha God is the petty one. Charlamagne Tha God is the a-hole. Charlamagne Tha God is the messy one. Even though all these things may be true, guess what, Harmonizers? Your beloved Fifth Harmony is just as petty as me. A lot of people are. They just know how to conceal it better than I do. I wear my petty on my sleeves. And last night, my petty was on full display. And the sleeve happened to be on an expensive-ass Gucci jacket that I will be returning to the store today. Please give Fifth Harmony's social media fan base, the Harmonizers, some hee-haw harmonies, courtesy of the Hamiltones, please.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Of the day, yee-haw.
All right, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, I'm sure my mentions will be in shambles later. And by the way, I saw my man Wayno. Wayno just tweeted me. Salute to Wayno. Wayno said, they went crazy on you, bald-headed bitch. I thoroughly enjoy being a bald-headed bitch simply because my hairline is trash.
You really are bald-headed.
Exactly. And if my hairline, if I had one of those trash hairlines and I couldn't get a fresh baldy, everybody head don't fit a baldy. Like, wait till Envy hairline start receding.
Nope.
Envy going to look so stupid with a baldy.
I had a bald head before. I had a bald head.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Envy's almost bald
now. No, I posted a picture with a bald head. I had a bald head before.
I'm sure you looked ridiculous.
This is what Onyx days. I thought I was in Onyx.
Oh, wow. My God. All I'm saying is I have a head that's fit for a bald head. Okay? I got a bald head.
All right, you bald-headed bad bitch. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Now, when we come back, let's take it serious now. 800-585-1051. What? That's so funny.
Because whenever you say, I hate your segment, just I'll take it serious.
Yeah, you got right. Nothing to do with
okay,
nothing.
Okay, let me get serious. Everybody get serious. Straighten up, guys. Okay, what's next? What are you about to say, Envy? Where are you taking this?
I hate you, man.
Where are you taking this?
All right, man, I want to talk to everybody that's feeling the effects of Hurricane Harvey. 800-585-1051.
You had to go that deep. Yes, Jesus.
Much love to all our people in Houston right now.
We have a lot of family in Houston.
I love
still
Houston.
Rising. They opened up the dams this morning. That's going to add to the flooding in some areas. They've never done that before, but we want to hear from the people in Houston.
That's right, this morning.
What's going on?
800-585-1051. If you got family from Houston, hopefully you spoke to your family and you can give us some updates. We're not there, so we can only see from the pictures, from the news. So we'd love to hear from you guys.
And how can we help?
Hmm?
Yes, I want to know how we can help, and I would love to know how y'all feel about the mayor's comments when the mayor said that, you know, it wasn't enough time to evacuate or something like that. Or they didn't recommend people to evacuate. I'd love to hear what y'all think about that.
That's right. 800-585-1051. And I'm going to try to get on Mr. Rogers, DJ Mr. Rogers from our Houston station out there to talk a little bit, because I seen him riding around trying to pull people out of the water, right? Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we've been talking about Houston all morning long and Hurricane Harvey. And we're taking your calls, 800-585-1051. If you're in Houston or you had to evacuate Houston, we'd love to hear from you. We want to know how we can help, what you're going through. We just want to hear from you this morning.
Yeah, and I also want to know what they think about the mayor's comments, where the mayor said that, you know, he didn't recommend anybody to evacuate. I want to hear what they think about that.
County Judge Ed Emmett and I have talked, and we both wholeheartedly agreed that the best course of action for the people in the city of Houston and for Harris County were for people to stay in place. There was a lot of conversation about the direction in which Hurricane Harvey was going to go. So it's kind of difficult to send people away from danger when you don't know where the danger is. To try to put forth some sort of evacuation in a couple of days, the logistics would have been crazy. Absolutely no regrets.
All right, well, let's go to the phone line. Hello, who's this?
Alicia from Houston.
Hey, Alicia, you in Houston right now?
No, I'm not. I am living in Florida right now, but my family is in Houston.
Did you speak to your family?
Yes. Everybody's good, no casualties. Few people are stranded. We're still trying to get them out, but the lines are too busy. You can't reach emergency services.
Wow.
All right. Well, our prayers with your family.
Absolutely.
But about what Mayor Sylvester Turner said, I agree with him 100%, though.
Really?
We've been through hurricane. We've been through all this before. 48 hours is not enough time to evacuate over, 6 million people?
Yeah, 6.5 million.
It's not enough time. Because you had people from the other cities that were forced into mandatory evacuations, they have to pass through Houston to get to safety.
Well, here's the thing. So what do you do in that case, then, if you're the government? Like, you can't just tell people to sit there and say good luck. You know what I mean? Like,
because you're going from having hundreds of lives that would have been lost on that freeway. Because you got to look at accidents, traffic. Houston traffic is bad on a regular day. So you have so many people going through, pushing through, trying to make it. They're going to be backed up for days on that highway. So floods reaching those highways, most of the highways that you need to evacuate from, those are flooded. Those are completely covered with water. So people would have been stranded, drowning on those highways versus the amount of people that are unfortunately going to pass away in their homes.
And if you follow Soledad O'Brien on Twitter, she's been posting about it all morning. And she said, people wondering why no evacuation order. This is largely why Hurricane Rita 2005, dozens died in this traffic. And they have pictures up and it does look really crazy.
Hello, who's this?
This is Karen from New York.
Hey, Karen. You got family in Houston?
Yes. Yeah, so I have two cousins. One we spoke to. The other last we spoke to, she lived on a second floor of a housing complex. And she said it was, like, completely flooded to the point that, like, she couldn't even go into the hallway.
Mm.
So she lost power already. Her mom said she was in contact up till yesterday. No one's heard from her.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. I hope everything is okay. We'll pray for you.
Thanks. If anyone in Texas heard from Alexia, please reach out to us.
What's her name again? Say her name again.
Alexia.
Alexia.
Alexia. Okay, Mama. Thank you. And we're praying for you as well.
Thank you.
All right, well, 800-585-1051. If you're in Houston right now and you can hear us, call us up. We'd love to know, you know, how we can help, how you feeling, what's going on. We're not there, so we only see pictures, so we'd love to hear from you. 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, we got Memphis on the line. Now, Memphis is our board op out in Houston. Of course, we're on in Houston.
93.7
to B. Mm-hmm. And we got Memphis on the line. Memphis, you good out there, bro?
Man, I'm good, man. I just got off the phone with Rogers. Right now, Rudy Rush is in the studio. I'm stranded. I'm maybe 10 minutes outside of downtown Houston. And from my vantage point right now, I'm standing outside on my front porch, and I cannot see my street.
Wow.
Yeah, and so, like, I live in Lakes of Savannah, so I'm surrounded by lakes, and they've just become one lake. So, you know, luckily, no water has come into our house, and, man, the power has been great. No electricity lost. We got plenty of food. But right now, even if they sent a mandatory evacuation, there's nowhere to go. You're in here.
Wow.
Right.
You mentioned you spoke to Mr. Rogers a second ago.
Yeah, and then I saw how he put out tweets, man, and he's doing his best to get people hotels. You know,
I've seen that.
It's just a matter of resources at this point. And then, you know, for the people you see on IG, you see on the national news, if you're in town, man, you're underwater. You're looking at between 10 and 16 feet of water. You're underwater. So imagine Katrina, Hurricane Katrina years ago, times 3.
Wow.
7 million people in Houston. It's pretty bad here, man. Right. It's real bad.
Hey, my brother, it could have been worse. You could have miscranded with your side chick. How would you explain that to your main sugar stain?
Right. I get it.
And what do you think about the about evacuating? Because I'm reading these timelines from somebody named Cam Franklin in Houston. They said, if you're judging the city of Houston right now about how we didn't evacuate, you're a piece of ish. No need to argue. And basically saying that if you have never evacuated a major city during a hurricane, there's a huge difference between evacuating a city like Houston and Corpus Christi, which is much smaller. When there's that many people on the road, you don't simply get to evacuate. If you can afford it to evacuate, you need gas or a means of transportation to get to one of the buses, the shelters. That's only if you're able-bodied and you can get yourself. So,
yeah, I mean, I almost feel like, you know, if you can't evacuate people, then the government should, like, make sure that people get to those shelters or something.
Yeah,
like,
it's very difficult.
Absolutely. If you guys remember Rita, people evacuated back then, and then I think it was like 2 million people got caught on the freeway.
Yeah, people died on the highway.
Yeah.
Right, so you imagine, you know, years past, it's actually 7 million people now. And my personal opinion with all the technology you got, you're right, we should have been sending people to shelters or, hey, 4 or 5 days, make it mandatory 4 or 5 days early. Don't wait and try to see what it's going to look like to try to do it.
Absolutely.
Right.
I mean, come on, man. You can make cabs do it for free, Uber, somebody. Like,
right.
Something. I don't know.
Thank you, bro.
Right. No problem.
God bless Houston, man.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, Breakfast Club. It's Kia.
Hey, Kia. Good morning. Are you in Houston now?
Actually, so I was supposed to actually move to Houston 3 weeks ago. I moved to Dallas, and I was told not to move to Houston, but I actually work for one of the Hilton properties, I can't say, and everybody from Houston is coming up this way. We've been slammed all weekend. Everybody is coming up this way, so I'm glad I didn't move up there, but I just moved from Delaware to Texas 3 weeks ago, and I'm literally supposed to be moving to Houston, so I'm blessed because of that.
You are blessed.
And
mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, and actually one of the guests who checked out today, she literally was supposed to be going to, I guess it's Carnival Cruise
uh-huh.
in Houston, and this might be on the news maybe like in a day or two because they would not like give anybody their money back because of the hurricane. They said it wasn't that serious.
What?
And yes, they said it wasn't that serious. She showed me everything from her phone and everything, and they decided at the last minute not to go. And it is a big deal. Everybody who is not getting their money back because they went, she told me that they did not think it was an emergency in the beginning. So,
right.
Wow. So that's a big deal. But yeah, I just moved from Delaware to Houston. I'm sorry, not Houston, Dallas, 3 weeks ago. So all of this is new. This is a big city. So.
Okay.
Dang.
But I just want to say, Angela Yee, I love you. And I just tweeted you like 30 minutes ago. And like, I know this is so off topic, but I love Bryson Tiller. So if you could tell him that.
I saw that. I got you. I saw you. Okay.
Right, I missed him. I just moved here and I missed his concert. And I'm so like upset about it.
We
got
to get Bryson Tiller on the Breakfast Club just for you.
Please get him on the Breakfast Club. And Charlamagne, stop being mean to everybody, Charlamagne. He's there.
I'm going to be honest with you, baby.
Be nice.
Don't nobody want to hear you being happy right now when we talking about Houston and people being underwater.
I know, but I'm blessed. You just so happy. I'm not in Houston, but at least we're checking in. Everybody came up. Literally, our hotel is packed. All the Hilton properties are packed with everybody from Houston. So we're helping everybody.
You work at a Hilton property?
Yes. I just got off work. I'm the night auditor, and I just got off at one of the Hilton properties.
Hey,
everybody.
Yo, what's up with that discount, though, man?
Goodbye. Thank you, Mama.
If you're a Hilton Honors member, I could hook you up.
Yeah, put her on hold, please.
No, don't. Goodbye, don't give Mama. Him nothing.
Why y'all won't let Uncle Charlotte be fine and frugal?
Oh, nobody want to hear you getting a discount right now. Can I?
Now, what's the moral of the story, if there is a moral?
The moral of the story is pray for Texas.
Absolutely.
Simple as that. Pray for Texas. Pray for Houston. Pray for everybody affected, man. That's all you can do in situations like this. But I do feel like certain places have to know how to prepare for hurricanes better. You know how, like, New York and New Jersey knows how to prepare for snow? Like, that's how certain places should know how to prepare for hurricanes.
Right. They're saying hurricanes are unpredictable. I guess they didn't know it was going to be this bad. And it's,
I mean, they are, but I mean, the biggest thing you need, I think, during a hurricane is shelter, you know? So I just feel like we got to make sure that people who aren't able to get the shelter can get the shelter in times like this.
All right, now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Eazy-E. Well, the actor who played Eazy-E in Straight Outta Compton, he recently went crazy on a flight on Delta. We'll tell you why.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Wu-Tang.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Yes, Wu-Tang is back. Now, they have a surprise new song they put out. It's called People Say, with a guest verse from Redman. Check it out.
It's in my DNA. You see, get started with my pops. In his heyday, he probably put your father in the box. In my heyday, I probably put the product in my sock. Ain't no vacay. The props become a problem when it's hot. Mayday, mayday. But no charge. I'm nutty with the bars. That's a payday. So, bruh, this ain't even a bar. This is AA. Back up in the trunk with the AK. Each line pack of fabulous. Punch, no diss to Ray J.
Now they have also announced they're putting out a 7th studio album, Wu-Tang, The Saga Continues. That's going to come out October 13th.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be pretty exciting.
And that has nothing to do with the album they sold for $1 million or something like that?
No,
that Once
to do
Upon
with
a Time in Shaolin album. Yeah, they sold that for $2 million.
Right. I'm actually reading that book right now.
Which one?
The Once Upon a Time. I don't remember the exact title.
Upon a Time in Shaolin?
I think that's the name of it. I don't remember. I'm reading it, but it's about how they sold the $1 million album to
Martin Shkreli.
That douche. They mentioned you in the book too, by the way.
What'd they say?
I don't even remember this, but they did a giveaway on Power
105. Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't even remember that, but I was like, huh? When that happened?
Oh, to actually go and
to actually
go
listen to it
party.
For 13 minutes? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did a little special thing with them. You know, those are my guys. That was my first job ever, was working for Wu-Tang. So I always will have an affinity towards the Wu-Tang Clan. All right. So sounds good, right? First song?
Sounds very dope. But,
yeah,
you know,
dope.
I'm a Wu head. That's my favorite rap group of all time. Ghostface Killah is my favorite rapper of all time. So
well,
Wu
Wear is back as well. So if you like the clothing line. You know, they were early with that clothing line stuff as well. Now, the guy who played Eazy-E in Straight Outta Compton, Jason Mitchell, he actually went crazy on a Delta flight. I guess somebody was sitting in his first class seat. I can imagine how that feels. Envy might have went crazy, too.
Nah, you know what? I was on a flight, and it was like, excuse me, sir, what's your last name? I was like, why? Why? And it was like, we just want to make sure that we got everybody on the flight. And I told him that, but I thought it was the same thing happening to me.
Well, yeah, apparently it was double booked, and so somebody was sitting in his seat, and here's what happened.
Man, f*** that. No, I ain't give no s***. No, man, f***
Get up the phone, white lady. You know what? I paid my money. I'm supposed to be right here. I got to do tomorrow. Y'all understand? Why y'all making it seem like I'm a problem? What's happening?
Yeah, he wilded out.
Yeah, he cursed out the flight attendants, the pilot. He called him a...
pussycat.
Yes. I was going to say wussy, but with a P.
No. Yeah, he ain't even act like that when you found out he had AIDS and straight out of Compton.
All right, well, eventually he was taken off the plane. They didn't press charges against him. He was released, but, I mean, I can understand being upset if your first-class seat is taken and you got to fly, but we got to come to some sort of resolution. You can't call the pilot.
Yeah, the resolution is this person need to get up on my first-class seat.
But the person was like, I paid for a first-class
seat,
too.
Yeah, it was they double-booked the seat.
You can't double-book first-class seats. Now, that's just disrespectful.
I'm going to tell you something that happened one time on a flight that I was on. Mm. This is actually a funny story. So I was going to New Orleans for Essence Festival, and Paris, who travels with me, got bumped up to first class. So she was all excited. I'm in first class now, da-da-da-da-da. So we're getting on the plane, and they actually put her back to economy comfort. I guess whoever was in that seat checked in late. It turned out to be Marlon Wayans.
It was Marlon Wayans.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So then Marlon Wayans gets on the plane. He's sitting right across from me, so we're talking, and I told him, yeah, my friend thought she got bumped up, but because you got here late, they bumped her back down. He ordered drinks. He was toasting to her in the back.
Oh, man.
Grand opening, grand closing for Paris.
But she can't be mad because she didn't purchase a first class seat.
Right.
Give her a little taste and then take it right back. I'll let you lick it. I'll let you lick the chicken. I just can't bite into it.
I just want everybody to know that I'm a Mosaic at JetBlue and I'm
so
Diamond at Delta.
So am I.
I'm definitely Mosaic JetBlue. Okay.
And we don't even fly there.
That's all I fly is JetBlue.
All right,
they got TVs.
That is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee. And I also heard another rumor that Teyana Taylor is going to be putting out an album on Halloween. Now, she looked great at the VMAs, by the way, last night. She looked incredible.
She was channeling Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson wore that same outfit, same haircut. I forgot what year it was.
But shout out to Teyana Taylor. Yeah, she was killing it.
Yeah, I heard the same rumor, too. Because, I mean, she honestly should have been dropped the album like after Kanye put out that, what video was that? Fade. And had her dancing in the video.
That actually won a VMA.
Kanye, if you want to get out the sunken place, if you truly want to get out the sunken place, all right, if you want to stop hearing that teacup stirring, you'll put out Teyana's album on Halloween. And if you don't, there will be consequences and repercussions.
Is that a threat?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
In the form of a donkey of the day in some manner.
All right now.
Okay. Well, the people.
You got to get out the sunken place, Kanye. You're in the sunken place right now.
All right, stop whispering.
Okay, Kanye, you got to get out the sunken place right now.
Stop yelling at me.
You're in the real life version to get out, and the only way to get out is to release Teyana Taylor's album on Halloween.
My goodness. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, coming up next is a Powerhouse 2017 mix, all right? All your favorite artists that are going to be performing on that stage. I'm talking The Weeknd, Migos, French Montana, Lil Uzi Vert, DJ Envy, and friends, and Cardi B. All right, so if you want those tickets, keep it locked. I might have some tickets right after the mix.
That is a dope opening act, though. I ain't gonna front. DJ Envy and Friends, that's a really good opening act for this show.
I'm not opening.
You should be.
I'm not opening. I'm definitely not opening. All right, and keep it locked because we got a chance for you to win a trip for two to Powerhouse NYC. Powered by Amp Energy. New Amp Energy Organic will give you organically unstoppable energy for fueling your hustle. All right? No purchase necessary. Void in Arizona, Nevada, and where prohibited. All right? Now, if you want info and rules, go to thebreakfastclub.iheart.com and click on the contest link. People's Choice Mix is up next.